You're listening to SBS News.
Canberra came alive this morning, welcoming Australia's newest Governor-General, David Hurley, to Parliament House. Arriving at the House in a motorcade and accompanied by his wife Linda, His Excellency was given a general salute before entering the Senate chamber to be sworn into his new role, appointed by Her Majesty the Queen.
Transformation Guard, general salute. Arms.
The first choice for Prime Minister Scott Morrison, the former New South Wales Governor and Defence Force Chief, has taken the reins from Sir Peter Cosgrove, who has come to the end of his five-year commission.
I, David John Hurley, do swear that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and successors, according to law. So help me God.
Your Excellency, having now made the oath of allegiance and the oath of office, I invite you to sign the instrument proclaiming that you have assumed the office of Governor-General of the Commonwealth of Australia.
The appointment marks a return to the capital for the Hurleys, where General Hurley served in two of his Defence Force leadership roles. With over four decades of military service, which earned him a Companion of the Order of Australia honour in 2010, His Excellency has asked the public to look beyond his Defence Force career in response to criticism that three of the last four Governor-Generals are notably retired Army Generals. Listed as patron of Canberra's veteran rugby club, General Hurley is also an advocate for Indigenous communities and language, demonstrating this by opening his first speech as Governor-General with a welcome to country in Ngunnawal language.
Daranuna, Daranunawal, Yanga Gulanin Nalawiri, Dunai, Nunawal Dara, Wangarali Nin, Marin, Balan Bugarabang. Having just, with permission, made acknowledgement of country in the Ngunnawal language, I acknowledge the traditional owners of this land on which we meet, the Ngunnawal people, and pay my respects to their elders, past and present, emerging leaders, and all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders gathered here today.
Redfern elder Shane Phillips supports General Hurley's involvement in community, telling SBS of His Excellency's involvement in a Redfern boxing ring for Indigenous youth.
I guess David's a pretty humble guy, and he boxes well as in the mornings, and as the Governor of New South Wales, he was coming out twice, three times a week, training with the kids. And the kids just knew him as Dave, and until one day someone said, Dave's the Governor of New South Wales. I said, Dave, you are? And he busted out laughing. And the kids go, what are we calling? He says, Governator. But he was humble and he's got a good sense of humour. That's what makes a difference.
It was this down-to-earth and kind man that Mr. Phillips and the kids at the boxing ring came to know.
I know that the kids from the community still see Dave as someone that they're friends with, and for him to be the Governor-General of Australia, it's massive for him. So in our lifetime, someone who's close to our community and connected with us and actually sees us is someone of such stature. And I think he'll have a really good impact.
Noting a richness of spirit within the Australian community, General Hurley spoke to what in his mind is expected of a Governor-General.
Through speeches, supportive visits, and the conduct of events of encouragement and recognition, the Governor-General can highlight to Australians their inherent strengths, their concern for the common good, their humanity and decency, and their desire for a fair go. We can be informed by many sources of the ills of our society. It is important that we are reminded of its goodness.
Having previously described General Hurley as somebody who is known for looking people straight in the eye, not up and down, Prime Minister Scott Morrison elaborated on the prestigious appointment in the Members' Hall of Parliament.
The Governor-General finds the good in this country and shines a light on it. In a global age of fragmentation and tribalism, we have in our system a constitutional office beyond politics that enables us all to come together.
As the 27th Governor-General of Australia, His Excellency David Hurley will complete his first official duty tomorrow by opening the first day of the 46th Parliament. Jennifer Scherer, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.